Beatlemania makes its way to the area this week. The University of Louisiana Monroe hosts several events showcasing the Fab Four. Doyle Jeter is a featured artist and is assisting with the celebration, and Daryl Long serves as director of ULM School of Visual and Performing Arts. They both join me in studio to share on the upcoming celebration. Gentlemen, welcome to you both.
Hello, Bob. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad that you're here. And first, Doyle, congratulations on the recent exhibit in the Beatles Conference at Penn State University. Tell us about the work that was featured there.
I was there for almost a week, and they had an exhibition there, a one-man exhibition, during the International Beatles Conference at Penn State. And the exhibit is actually prints of the illustrations that I did for the book She Loves You by Jude Sutherland Kessler, international release book about John Lennon, actually, one in a series.
The events at ULM celebrating not only the arrival, the anniversary of the Beatles to the U.S., but also the impact that the group had as they embraced their American following. How have those connections with the group not only survived, but also thrived over the decades?
The world changed. Everybody fell in love with the Beatles. It was only a few short months after President Kennedy was assassinated. So to put it in that perspective, people were ready for something new and happy and fun, and the Beatles came along, and, you know, it hasn't been the same since. Who would have thought 50 years later, you know, we'd be sitting here celebrating that?
Daryl, to draw upon your background, what is it about the music of the Beatles that kind of draws you to it?
Well, I was just sitting here as Doyle was speaking. You know, it's a fact about music and music history that we have to study, it seems like, for hundreds of years before we realize what impact a composer or someone like that had in the influence on music history. Mm-hmm. But with the Beatles, it was almost immediate. We knew we had something that was, you know, we had the influence of Elvis Presley in rock and roll, but the Beatles were a group. And they came and just completely changed the complexion and, you know, spawned so many imitation type groups after that, even right to this day, that are still trying to have the impact on music that the Beatles had. And some have come very close, but I don't think anybody equals them.
Well, a big week coming up at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Tomorrow night, a screening kicks off the week of events.
Yes. We have several events coming up. On Tuesday night, the 18th, we have a screening of the film A Hard Day's Night, and that's being sponsored by the ULM Film Society at 7 o'clock in Stubbs Hall, room 100. Very exciting.
And also a special introduction to that film by A Hard Day's Night author Jude Kessler. Daryl, coming up on Thursday, it's a special art exhibit that's taking place in Brie Gallery. What's going to be taking place there?
Well, we're featuring Doyle's work, the lithographs that he created for the book release. And then we're going to have a book signing and sort of a reception for the book signing in Brie Gallery from 5:30 to 8:30 that night.
Doyle, could you comment on Jude's work?
Sure. I can't tell you the whole story. It'd take too long, but I met this wonderful woman quite by accident. And long story short, her and her husband, Rand Kessler, who did the cover of the book, actually drew did the drawing for the cover, saw my work and said, "We want you to illustrate this new book." And, of course, I was thrilled. I didn't think my work would lend to it, but it's been a great learning experience. First time I've ever illustrated a book. I've done some album cover stuff. The books are brilliant. They're like they're fictional novels based on historical fact, which is actually my favorite kind of reading. And Jude has researched these books on Lennon for years and years and years in Liverpool. The interviews are amazing. Any Beatle fan, it's kind of like the pinnacle of a book about the Beatles because it's like you're there.
The festivities continue on, and next Wednesday with a special Beatles concert, Daryl.
When Doyle and I started to talk about what we could do to kind of commemorate not only the release of this book that he's part of, but also to sort of celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Beatles arriving in this country, I had a wind ensemble concert already scheduled for Wednesday, the 26th of February. So I got to thinking, and I got on the internet and did some research, and we found some arrangements, some concert band arrangements of Beatles music. It's not going to be just Beatles music, though, because we couldn't find enough to fill out an entire program. So we're calling the program The British Invasion. And what we're going to do is some concert music by British composers. We have found some Beatles music written for concert band, and then we have borrowed some arrangements of some Beatles music with small combos and vocals that we're hoping to put together also. And we have a young man in my wind ensemble now that's a veteran of the Air Force Band program. So he called upon some of his friends and got us some arrangements. So we're excited about that.
Well, on Thursday, the 27th, Doyle, things kind of come back to your backyard with a special event that's going on.
Right.
Beer, Bards, and Beatles.
Yeah, I love that name. I came up with it. I started laughing the minute I said it. Yeah, Jack Heflin and Bill Ryan with Creative Writing Program here at ULM are going to host a poetry reading based on all things Beatles. The students are going to write poems expressly for that night, and there'll be a bit of prize money for them. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It kind of ends the month-long celebration, if you will, here at ULM and in the area. But there are a lot of other things going on within the region that I'm very proud that this is happening at ULM, our university. Daryl is crazy enough to agree with me when I approach him with a project, but he's really the key to making this happen, the Visual and Performing Arts Department. No better people to work with.
Daryl, if someone would like to find out more about attending any of these events, how could they do so?
Well, they can call the ULM VAPA box office at 318-342-1414. If they just want to talk to someone about it and find out what all's going on, they can call the VAPA office 342-3811. Or we'll have information on both the ULM tickets site, even though it won't be a ticketed event, we'll put some information there. Or we have the VAPA website, ulm.edu/VAPA, or VAPA has a Facebook page. They can go there and get information as well.
Doyle, Daryl, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support KEDM, always.